This podcast will bring light to Hmong-owned businesses so that as consumers, we are confident to give them our business. And as businesses, we become a reliable and trustworthy source to our community. Now, in addition, this podcast serves as a platform to build awareness for Hmong entrepreneurs and businesses while being able to connect with Hmong people all over the world. Now, see this as an amazing way to grow our Hmong community together and advance into the next era, where Hmong communities are supporting Hmong businesses and Hmong businesses are giving back to their community. Now, I'm excited to share with you the heartbeat of Hmong entrepreneurs, where I connect with Hmong businesses all over to learn more about who they are, what's their business, and how we can give them our support. But most importantly, it's about what makes their heart beat. So these are the people who are trailblazing the way in the world of business as a Hmong person, and this is how we can support each other in a growing and evolving community. As a wise man once said, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. So let's get rocking. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Heartbeat of Hmong Entrepreneurs. My name is Josh, and this is my podcast. Today, we have Chinu Yang with us. I'm super excited to introduce you you guys to him. And he, for what he does, he's been working in his industry for 10 years. Now, for some of you, that's probably much longer than your first or your firstborn and your secondborn. So he's come with a lot of knowledge. I personally have had experience with his knowledge as well. So great guy. But here we are. So Chinu Yang, welcome to the show, man. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Mr. Josh, yeah, thank you for the introduction. Yeah, my name is Chinu Yang, and I've been in the insurance industry for over 10 years, so still going strong, adding more services, so.
That's awesome. All right, now, where are you from, Chinu?
Where am I from?
Where are you from?
I'm actually born in Thailand, you know, all the nationality is Hmong. Mainly Hmong is all over Southeast Asia, so. Yeah, so I guess I'm not really a Thai native, but at the same time,
Do you have dual citizenship?
No, I do not.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I think we immigrated to the States before all the documents have been officialized.
Okay. Bummer, man. You could have double citizenship.
Yeah, go back to the resort and still, you know, maintain the citizenship out there, right?
Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about what you do and what do you offer?
Sure. I'm the owner of Alpha Financial Group, and we offer anywhere from simple life insurance all the way up to advanced life insurance policy. We're using that to plan for depth, use that to accumulate cash value. Same thing, you can also offer that to cover final expenses. On top of that, we also offer retirement accounts such as annuities.
Okay. So, I mean, that's definitely a lot of stuff there. Would you mind going a little deeper about what kind of those separate services are?
Yeah. So I have clients, small business clients, who are actually looking for a way to pass on wealth, right, without, you know, incurring too much tax. So they open a insurance policy. The focus is cash value, and that cash value can be used back and forth just like a bank. I'm sure a lot of people heard of concepts just as be your own bank, you know, bank on yourself. Same concept, kind of like taking equity out of a insurance policy, use it, pay it back, and that policy will continue to accumulate cash value, accumulate interest over time.
Okay, all right. So the cash value, like what is that?
Yep, cash value is like, in comparison to like a real estate, it's kind of like equity. Okay. So as your policy ages, you pay into your policy and then you accumulate interest, and that is your cash value.
Okay, gotcha. Yep. Now, is there a certain like group, age group that you particularly work with, or how does that work?
I've worked with a broad range of age group because I do offer like final expense, which is mainly for the elders. So that covers the elders, you know, whether they're sick, ill, you know, maybe they amputated, you know, due to diabetes, they could still get coverage. Anywhere from infants, where they can set up an IUL for an infant, where they have the advantage of time, and that could accumulate over time, and that could be a great way to, start college with. And then maybe like middle-aged professionals who are in the middle of, either putting a lot into 401k or opening a Roth, or they can just, hey, have a cash value insurance policy, which is could be another tax-free advantage for them as well.
What kind of life events in somebody's life would happen to them that they would, maybe need to come to you for, in a sense?
So people start looking for me or my services, whether they either bought a house, have a new member of the family, or most people come to me a little bit late when they are actually sick.
Yeah.
So we try to help them out, set up the plan before they actually become sick or start, seeing the doctors.
It sounds like that's a critical part.
Yeah, you don't want to be, I guess, a day too late of getting insurance policy. Like the saying is, the right time to get a policy is today or yesterday.
Yesterday. What made you, or what got you into insurance?
Oh, I think my story is way back in like 2011, like when I first encountered a life insurance agent. They came in, they came through the house, they talked to my family, and my dad and them never got it. We just never have the finance for it. And then came to find out that a lot of these people don't know what they're talking about. Like even the agent themselves are not educated. Like they just copy and paste what they were told throughout their, I guess, career. And then once I got my license in 2013, I was like, all right, let's try it out, let's try it out and try to understand it. And then once I got into it, I was like, wow, man, it's such a huge network, and it's a huge, lots of information as well. And there's like many different niches that you can jump into, and there's tons of products. And then I just got into it because I got encountered with an agent early on.
What made you stay in so long?
I think for me, because a lot of the agents don't take the time to really educate the person so they understand what they're getting into, because the life insurance is a contract between you and the insurance company, right? So that's a long-term contract, and it's not something you want to benefit from immediately either. So you lose a lot of money into an insurance policy because it's a long-term contribution. So I want to let the people understand early on how much, this policy can benefit them, and then what are the pros, what are the cons before they even sign up and make their first payment. That way, we maintain a strong relationship. At the same time, it's really cost efficient for the client themselves.
What do you love most about what you do?
The education part, like I think just growing up, not knowing anything about finance and not knowing anything about, interest and how to accumulate interest on a policy. Just talking to people, even young kids who are like, accounting majors. And they may not even understand what life insurance can do for them. So I think you just feel like it's a small niche. At the same time, it's also a very powerful tool that can be added to your financial planning.
I mean, I completely agree with that because I've been in the dark for a very long time. I mean, I've always had this thought of like, hey, I know I need to get some life insurance, some something going on, but I just like never had that push or never had that like click in my mind to like, all right, I need to do it now. And then it took me a long time. Like I was like, like in my probably mid-20s, maybe when I was like really started getting like more serious about okay, I need to start doing it for myself. And then at that point, I realized that hey, speaking with a few different like agents is like could have got the policies for much cheaper when I was younger, like way more affordable. And then on top of that, obviously I think my cash value probably be way up like much more now too if I had a policy that started way earlier.
Yeah, we're in that generation where we take care of our parents, we take care of our kids. And like we get sandwiched in the middle, kind of like the middle class,
Right.
right?
Yeah. Absolutely. No. You're right. You're right. You're right. And being maybe in the first or second generation of Hmong in the U.S. And that's kind of like the dynamic of life. and not knowing about this financial stuff, versus also still colliding in a sense, or meshing with like the old ways of, you know, our parents and the culture and all that as well, and trying to mesh the two things. And you know, it can get I guess frustrating, right? And so like financial, learning about other financial things is definitely something that I know I need to get deeper into for sure.
Especially these younger generation and millennials, you know, yeah, I understand coming out, yeah, stocks, bonds, all that sounds really interesting, but you really have to invest your time into stocks because you can't lose a lot of money too, you know. It's like high risk, high reward, you know.
Yeah. What are some advices? What a few good advices that you can give to even some of the younger guys right now?
Yeah, I understand. Like right now, we're pushing a recession. So yeah, coming across money is tight. But, you know, there are term policy out there that you can get and then convert it down the road, even if you are sick, you know. You can get the term. If you ever get sick, you can still convert it into a permanent policies without medical work. So it allows you to kind of lock in your conditions so that, you know, you don't have to go through those medical work down the road if you ever get sick.
So you said term, like maybe there's some listeners who don't know what that is. Can you explain what that is?
Yep. Term life is kind of like, I compare that to like an auto insurance. Basically, you're set a number of time, either 1 year, 5, 10, 15, 20, or 25. So the highest there is 30-year term. So after you pay up that term, you no longer have coverage. So it's not very popular, but it's also a great way to insure a lot of debt with minimal costs.
Sounds like, hey, if you're young and you're not really sure how to go about things or whatnot, you know, definitely have a conversation with someone, or, you know, at least maybe get a term life insurance or look into and kind of consider that as well and other options. And now what do you think makes you like unique and different from other people who also does the same?
Yeah, I think for me, you know, what makes me unique is I just takes the time, you know, I just take the time to really understand the person, what they really need, and then offer that product to them, you know, like just first example, right? These young folks, you know, fresh out of college, tons of school loans, starting out on a job with minimum pay. Yeah, you know, getting a term is also a great strategy for them to get started. And then once they start paying off their school loans, they start getting some free cash. Okay, you know, maybe start looking into their permanent policies. So I like to sit down, really understand their situation, then offer a policy. I know there's agents out there who just offer it's like IU all day long. And I say, yeah, it may not be best for you and your condition, but, you know, it varies from person to person. That's why I can't always say there's one good policy, like this is the best policy, because your situation is different from mine. And then it might not be fit for that policy. And then you have to offer something else that fits their needs.
And as human beings, you know, we are always at a different part of our lives, and who knows what's going on in each other's lives as well. And I think that's a great thing that you bring to the table, is understanding where they are in their life personally, you know, and make those strategies and those plans and those options available to them, so that they do have an option, you know. And at the end of the day, they have the say-so, right?
Yep.
Well, that's yeah, awesome, man.
Now, all these plans, you know, it's not like a one size fits all. So you can't just, you know, shove it at one person because it doesn't meet their needs, you know.
You don't have a spandex life insurance policy?
I wish it was that easy, you know. Some people like to view it like that, or most Asians like to view it like that. I don't, because like I told people, it's kind of like the mission before the commission. We're not focusing on just, you know, making a commission and walking away like a kind of like a flyby agent, right?
Now, what I know, you've been in this industry for a while, like 10 years, 10 plus years. Like over those years, like what kind of things have evolved over in your business?
I think for me, you know, if you know me since high school or even middle school, you know, I'm always an introvert. You know, I think for me, just taking my first public speaking course at college, and then I was like, wow, man, I really suck at talking. And then just kind of build myself up, and then getting into this, you know, business, it helps me I guess, project myself and being able to communicate it more effectively. And then I think that's one of the skills that kind of I feel that I've been working on, and there's some improvements into it. And just that ability to go out and meet new people and really network, because I know right now a lot of agents within our community is still very hesitant to network outside of the community.
Now, when you say outside the community, do you mean like the Hmong community or just like where they're at, like locally?
Yeah, I think for us, it's mainly the Hmong community. Like, a lot of Hmong agents are still really heavily targeting our Hmong community.
Now, do you feel that, obviously, you know, there's in the life insurance industry, there's obviously a lot of them, right? A lot of agents out there. Do you feel that it's saturated with people with life insurance agents? Or?
Yeah, I don't think it's saturated. I think a lot of them are like secret agents. Like, you don't even know if they're an agent or not, because they don't offer their service. They don't share what they do, because their goal is different. You know, I think my goal is to educate you. And hey, I'm an insurance agent. You know, there's no shame in that. You know, it's just that, hey, I'm just here offering the service. If you want it, come on by. If you don't, it's okay, as you know that I sell insurance.
Yeah, so we touched base earlier about like life events. Now, what kind of life events do you think or someone should consider, like if they're having, let's say, maybe a wedding or they had a baby or, you know, some sort of big, huge event, that they should probably come to talk with a life insurance agent?
Yeah, I think, you know, the most advantage you can take from, you know, an insurance policy is, hey, if you have a newborn, start thinking about getting life insurance early on. So they have the advantage of time to accumulate that. By the time they turn 18, you know, they have something saved up. They can leverage that towards college, you know, and insurance contracts between you and the insurance company and you know, the beneficiary. So nobody can take that away from you.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what are your future plans for Alpha Financial Group?
So with Alpha, right, the goal is to, you know, take big strides, right? So for us, you know, we're also in the works of offering securities. So security is your stocks, your mutual funds, bonds, and getting more into the stocks avenue. Yeah, it's a very volatile stock market, but at the same time, you know, there's pros and cons. Then there's folks who will like to invest hands-free but still want that one-on-one interaction versus just going to Robinhood and just make a giant gamble, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, obviously, you know, life's a gamble, but I guess educate yourself before you gamble
Right.
in a sense. So we only have a couple more minutes left there, Chinu. How can people reach out to you? Where should they go to reach you?
Yep. So primarily I have an office out here in Raleigh, off of Six Fork Road. It's far from most people. People don't really drive out after 5 due to traffic. So yep, they can reach out to me either through my telephone number, 828-302-3933, or go to alphafinancialgroupnc.com. And I'm also very active on Facebook, so you can find me on Facebook as well. And starting in March, I'll be opening a satellite office out in Hickory, North Carolina. So yep, I'll be partnering with a boutique, a 3M boutique, and then we will be, I'll be leveraging one of their office space out there, and then that way I can meet and greet people out in the Hickory area.
Nice. Well, hey, man, congratulations on that. That's awesome. That's exciting.
Yeah, that'll be fun, you know, get to actually meet people who are afraid to jump on Zoom or afraid to talk on the phone, or they're just, I guess some people just been through the pressure sell tactic, so they are more afraid. So I guess it provides a avenue for people to come out and just really talk and
not,
you know, having to come to your house and pressure you at your kitchen table, right?
Yeah, you definitely gotta have to buy me dinner when you come.
Right.
But yeah, man. Well, awesome. Well, Chinu, thank you so much for being here on our podcast, on my podcast called The Heartbeat of Hmong Entrepreneurs. And this is Jinu Yang with Alpha Financial Group LLC, in the Raleigh area, Raleigh, North Carolina area. So yeah, man, Jinu, just want to thank you so much for being on the show, and look forward to having you in future.
All right, looking forward to it. Thank
awesome.
You, Josh.
Thank you so much. All right, take it.
Yep.
Now, before I let you go, I just want to thank all my listeners, all my guests, future and past, for being here on our channel. Thank you so much. Now, if you love what I'm doing, for the cost of a cup of coffee per month, your support will help me continue on this mission to connect with my entrepreneurs all over. Now, it also helped me to maintain this channel, the software, and equipment that's needed to make this the best possible experience for you, who are my listeners. Now, your support can be canceled at any time, so don't worry about that. But yeah, thank you so much for your support and being a listener, and I hope that you will join me on my next episode. This podcast is sponsored by Marketing Executions, a digital marketing agency for local businesses. You can find out more at www.marketingexecutions.com. Again, my name is Josh. This is the heartbeat of Hmong entrepreneurs.